Hello, and welcome to the Furnace. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. All of us deserve to be in prison. Do you disagree? It's what Jesus thinks. This is how he describes the reality of unconfessed and unforgiven sin today. And in his anger, the Master handed him over to the torturers till he should pay all his debt. And that is how my Heavenly Father will deal with you, unless you each forgive your brother from your heart. What's interesting is three things. This Master Jesus is speaking about, it's God in whose palm our lives are. Secondly, it's not just in prison that we are destined for, it's torturers. And thirdly, Jesus says that we must, in our turn, forgive others. Which brings us to the question, why is all this stuff owed? If God is love, why can't he forget about my sins? The answer is of course that he wants to, but that he can't forget about what is unforgiven because you are still damaged. There is still evil within you. You cannot undo history. We do not have, of our own power, the ability to restore our communion with God. It takes two to tango. And then there are the consequences of what we have set rolling in the evil we started. This is an important part of the metaphysics of sin which we need to recognize. Sin is really evil. It's not just a light thing, or a myth, or guilt. When we sinned, we added junk and darkness to the world. This is the point C.S. Lewis underlines in the novel The Magician's Nephew. Aslan, the good lion, has only within a few hours created the world when the new men who have arrived there have already brought evil into it. And they see the consequences. You see the damage we do to the world, all of us. But the wreck we have made, all the more can God undo the knots and knives we have sewn, even elevating us in the process. This is the dramatic power of divine forgiveness. With forgiveness, the flow of evil is undone, we are freed from the grasp of its tar, relationships can restart to open up and blossom. This is the connection between our forgiveness of others and God's forgiveness. I cannot open to receive and close to withhold at the same time. Nor can I undo what I've done by forgiving myself. I ask God to forgive me. As Cardinal Ratzinger emphasized when he was at the Congregation for the Doctrine of the Faith. Of course, the confession of one's own sin can seem to be something heavy for the person because it humbles his pride and confronts him with his poverty. It is this that we need. We suffer exactly for this reason. We shut ourselves up in our delirium of guiltlessness, and for this reason we are closed to others and to any comparison with them. In psychotherapeutic treatments, a person is made to bear the burden of profound and often dangerous revelations of his inner self. In the sacrament of penance, the simple confession of one's guilt is presented with confidence in God's merciful goodness. Let's make this miracle of divine forgiveness part of our life by booking ahead in our calendar once a month when we go to meet Jesus, when we go to hand over our sins and receive his forgiveness in confession. Let us pray. Look upon us, O God, creator and ruler of all things, and that we may feel the working of your mercy, grant that we may serve you with all our heart. Through our Lord Jesus Christ, your Son, who lives and reigns with you in the unity of the Holy Spirit, one God, forever and ever. Amen. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.